違う。
That's been 25 seconds, man.
I wasn't breathing, man. I was holding my breath.
That's been 30 seconds.
Wait, who the fuck was meant to start then?
We have started. I was like, surely he's counting to five and then we can go. And then it got to 20 and I went, I need to intervene.
I was holding my breath for the entire fucking time there. I was like, it's alright, Ali will jump in, it's fine.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 1 of the Failed Cat Cod Podcast, Codpast.
This is a great start.
This is good as it's going to be. Like, I'm Haggis and my co-host is Grey Fox, and we've both played WoW for about 6 or 7 years. Currently playing a shaman. Grey?
I'm currently playing a druid.
There you go. Autoholic.
I jump about a lot.
I'm planning on playing a shaman, although I did play a priest. In fact, I don't even think I played for Missy Pandaria. It was mainly Wrath of the Lich King. Because I think I played about 3 weeks in Misty Pandaria and then got fed up and decided to quit.
Stupidly, I stayed on.
Funnily enough,
crap.
Back at square one. So, talk about your druid and your healing.
My druid and my healing, right.
Other than being OP.
I mean, it's too easy, like, normal dungeons and heroics are, like, absolutely simple, but the class itself isn't, like, proper easy. It's not like like I was saying to you the other day, it's not like you just sit there and spam one button.
Aye.
And that's you healing everybody, no one's got anything to worry about. It's got a wee bit of a challenge, just that the class does a lot of healing if you do it right. But I'm really enjoying it. And I especially like it in PvP now, since I started doing that.
I've played druid, but I've only played up to about level 40, and it was always a tank. Never done any of the healing. But
healing's good. Like, it reminds me of, I don't know, you can't... It's got a wee bit of shaman about it, so I know I used to heal on my shaman quite a lot, so I don't know that if that's why I like it so much, but...
Did you play your druid as healer for Missy Pandaria? Was that your main in the last expansion?
To be honest, I didn't touch my druid that much.
What did you play mostly the last expansion?
Warlock, actually. It was my Warlock I played all the time, and I had it geared, and I'd done Siege of Orgrimmar a little bit, but like not like heroic cleared or anything like that, just done...
I don't think I even seen the inside of CGI.
It was an okay raid, like, it wasn't up there. I mean, it wasn't like an Ice Crown Citadel type thing, but it was okay. But yeah, that's what I played. I played Warlock, and they were pretty good in PvE. PvP, I didn't really touch it, although they were amazing back then.
So what about... Now, for healing classes, druids are going to be the top healer, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, there's been that many hotfixes. I honestly don't know who's on top, like who does the best healing, but I still think... I think druids are up there. Like, I don't know where priests, paladins and... shamans and monks come in, but I feel really strong on my druid. Well, unless I'm doing challenge modes.
And I don't feel really strong in my shaman with my healing. I'm looking at a Noxic DPS, but I don't think it's got healing there. Nah,
that won't have.
Indeed. Shamans are definitely closer to the bottom, if not the bottom. So I. I mean, there's been two buffs and two separate hotfixes, and shamans still feel weak when it comes to healing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, back when I played my shaman in Wrath, like, healing was proper strong, and DPS was okay. I know that, like, guys used to play Elemental in PvP, and it was proper strong. So that was like the done thing, although I was Resto in PvP and I was Elemental in PvE. But Resto was, like, I remember it being really, really good back then. But I don't know what they've done to make it, like, not as competitive as everything else, but, I mean,
I don't have a clue what they've done either, because I've only picked it up and went, oh, I'm going to play a new class, a new expansion. Let's start from scratch. Yeah, let's pick the worst healer to get. So I'm picking it up for when it's already shit.
Yeah.
First reward. Woo!
No, I swore first. So there's been two.
Really? I was hoping they win that competition as well.
No, I've done that about 3 seconds into the podcast.
Fuck you. Most swear words. Yay! I don't know if we can keep a count of them, but I'm 2-1. So fuck you. Yay!
Just need a count. That's 4 now.
we can put a tally up at the end when we upload the podcast. Every week we'll count how many swear words is actually in it.
We'll keep scores for each other.
Aye. I've been looking through the guides for shamans for healing and stuff, and I spoke to Sai as well, and he keeps telling me to use all the different totems, eh? But see, when you're reading through the guide, man, there isn't really as much emphasis on using the totems at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's even really worth using, because it's a couple of additional, like, global cooldowns. But whether or not they actually are worthwhile using still, I don't know. You would expect Icy Veins or something to have a bit about it, eh?
Yeah, I mean, because you get two totems that can heal people up, and you get your one which is a talent, and you get another one which is just
a talent.
Yeah, and you can get, there's another one.
I don't
one.
Even use that now. I was using Cloudburst at first, and then I changed it up and took it away. And that was just because other shamans that were in better guilds weren't using them.
Because you can get... Because you've got... You do have another totem for healing, don't you? You still have that?
Aye.
Yeah. Because that's not got a massive cooldown. Whenever I was on my shaman, I used to use that all the time, but I don't know how useful it is to have.
The other totem's a healing tide totem. It's a 3-minute cooldown.
3 minute.
I took, rather than taking the, what is it?
I see you've changed these talents since I played shaman.
Aye.
Because they used to have another healing totem that was around about the level 60 mark, I'm pretty sure.
Alright.
It's been that long since I touched shaman. I probably will never touch them again.
A cloudburst totem isn't a talent. It must be because you've got to glyph it, and I've changed the glyphs. That must be what it is. I'm confusing myself now.
Yeah, it is a talent. It's a level 100 talent.
Am I sitting with my priest then? No.
Yeah, when Cloudburst Totem is destroyed, replaced, or expires, the sword power is released, healing all injured allies within 40 yards for a total of 20% of the healing done while it was active, split evenly between them. Collects power from all healing spells there. So, doesn't matter who you're healing, it still stores all the stuff.
I was sitting on my other spec, that's why I was confused. I'm sitting looking at Elemental.
That requires a lot of fucking swear word. That requires like a lot of I don't know if you call that micromanagement, because you've got to.
You need to, if you're using Cloudburst, use it with, what have I got? What's the other button? The Healing Stream Totem. There's 30 second cooldown, and Cloudburst is 30 second cooldown. So every 15 seconds, you have to pop the other one.
Right.
But you've also got to manage like when the Cloudburst one's actually going to go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sometimes what I'm saying, though. Like,
just spamming it.
If it's saying, like, you set it down for 15 seconds, then it just absorbs any healing. But it doesn't take away from the healing that you're doing. And then it releases it all in one big burst. That would mean, like, if a boss is going to do raid-wide damage, you'd have to time that so well. Like, that's a lot of... It seems like it could be good, but I'd prefer something that was, not instant, but something that you could trigger, like, exactly when you need it.
Yeah, exactly. The other one, that Healing Stream Totem, when you glyph that, it reduces damage by 10% for Fire, Frost, and Nature, Eraser.
Yeah.
I don't know what the... If there is even a glyph for the other one.
Honestly, I think Shamans should go back to when they had about 20 totems for each bloody... for each... Because obviously you've got the... The Nature, the Fire, the Frost, and the Air. And there was like a countless number of totems that you had to put into loads of different sets for each kind of thing you would need it for. I really like that.
You used to be able to put four totems down with the one button.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Like when you could do that, that was the whole point of them.
Aye.
And now they've made it simple. But they've done that to a lot of classes. Which is a segue into what I want to moan about.
So anyway, garrisons.
Garrison, yeah, right on the point that I want to talk about. Garrisons are good. I think they're overpowered. Bye, next.
Are good. What? So how many followers do you have? All of them. Do you have 20?
21 or something now.
And have you got the...
I've got Leroy Jenkins, so that's the most important one. Have you done that?
I still need to upgrade. I've got the Leroy one. I still need to upgrade, though, so that I can get the extra 5 followers. How many epics have I still got to get? Actually, quite a lot. Meatball, Crowman, Steelbringer, Millhouse, Mana Storm.
I've got Millhouse.
You get that automatically when you've done the children's class or something, eh?
Yeah.
I never bothered to do them, like. What's Brawler's Guild?
Brawler's Guild's like a... It's like a... It's almost like a scenario where you're on your own and you've got a, you go into a little arena and it spawns a boss, and each boss has like different tactics that you've got to do to win. And it's kind of like if you don't get it right, you're more than likely going to die. Like it is quite hard. I've seen a lot of people doing it. I've only really tried it twice in the last expansion. And I didn't really bother about it, but it might be something to do later on. And I'm not really a DPS character, so that kind of knackers me.
It sees there's 7 ranks, so I take it starts at 1.
Yeah.
So you've got to complete up to rank 5 to get that.
Yeah, it's like you buy a ticket and then you wait in queue, and only one person can do, like, only one person can go into the arena. And, like, everyone else can stand about, like, watching you try to do it.
Really?
It's pretty smart. Like, the last time I was down there was because I got, like, a quest to go down there. So I thought, oh, I'm passing by it, so I may as well go. Really? Hand it in. But there was about 30 people standing watching everybody. But when you actually go and try and do it, it gives you obviously a position in the queue.
Aye.
To go and do the little boss. But I can't remember what you got. You got something quite... Oh, you can get like heirloom fist weapons. I don't know if you still can. You probably still can. That's what you used to get.
See, they've updated the Brawler's Guild. The bosses are our level 100 now.
Yeah, aye, they're all updated. I noticed that after that patch, before the expansion was released. They all went to like insanely hard, so. So, garrisons.
It says the fist weapon's been removed.
Is it?
Aye. Brawler's razor claws is removed.
Nice.
I take it they were cool, though.
I don't know, I never actually had them. I just knew that that's the only place you could get fist weapons that were heirlooms.
So, aye, garrisons. I collect my flowers every day. Good wee boy.
I honestly think you should have one garrison to your entire account.
I agree with that. Like,
because
it's harder to build them up, but you should only have one.
Yeah, you should maybe like get like, say, if you had an extra place to put something down at level 3,
aye,
like over what there is just now, and then just have that one garrison for an account-wide thing.
You should, like, it should be changed so that rather than having your followers doing stuff, you could maybe get your alts to do stuff as well, eh? Yeah. Like, your alts should be able to go and work in the alchemy place if your alt does alchemy. And your alt that does mining should be in the mine and stuff like that. Rather than using followers.
I don't know, I just, like, especially on my druid, like, I had the alchemy max level, and then I got my garrison, and I started to realise, like, there's not really much point in me having, like, a max level profession anymore.
Aye.
There's no point to it. And even on my warrior, I went blacksmithing and jewelcrafting, whereas I hadn't levelled them at all. But I can still make the stuff that's selling for like 20 and 30k gold, even though I have no skill in it. Like, it's insane. Like, I really don't agree with that part of it. And the people that don't have professions leveled up will disagree with that, but
aye.
I didn't really care. I put the time into it, so.
My shaman's brand new character, and it's got no even full alchemy and herbalism. And I managed to somehow make a mace and sell it in the auction house for 10k. So
that's great.
I thought it was brilliant, man. It was really good for me. Although I do feel as if I should always keep my professions to whatever my character has. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely feels better because the blacksmithing just doesn't tie in with the shaman at all. That's why I've had to end up building the alchemy lab or whatever it's called.
Well, I've got herbalism max level on my druid as well. And I'm beginning to think that there's no real point to me having a gathering profession.
Aye.
Because all I'm doing is I'm... Obviously, if you... Like, on my warrior, when I've got no skill in blacksmithing and jewelcrafting, or very little... I can still do the daily cooldowns and get the stuff to make the really expensive stuff you can sell on the
especially if you've got alts. If you've got loads of alts, then you can pass stuff between accounts really easily. So it's different if you've only got one character and you refuse to play any other character. Don't know why, if there is people like that who just never ever touch another character. Most people have two or three now.
I think it just, this garrison stuff just, it's the same as what they've done to some of the classes. They've simplified it all for everybody to get new people in. Guaranteed that's why they've done it, but they've, like, I don't know, the classes that they've changed quite a lot and made them really simple. I don't like playing them anymore.
So anyway, is there any new features you'd like to see in the garrison? What do you think they'll do? Like, will they change it later on in the year? Add anything else into the garrison?
I don't think they will, because I think everybody's happy with them apart from me, so...
Do you think archaeology and first aid and that could come to the garrison?
Yeah, I think having a... I don't know if there's a cooking thing in at level 3 in your garrison, but stuff like that could be handy. Yeah.
I don't know if there is either. I don't think there is. It's just a pet menagerie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aye, no, that's just it. Just a pet. I think there should be all of them. Like, there's no. Why would you have fishing and no have cooking?
The cooking's probably. Well, it goes hand in hand with the fishing shack, doesn't it?
Aye.
I think for the fishing stuff, you needed, like, oil, certain oils and stuff for alchemy. But they, it just so happens that they removed that in the last hotfix.
Right.
So, you used to need. Some of them you actually need, like, the meat of the fish as well to build things.
Do you know that the cooking actually levels itself up anyway? Because I've got Draenor Master cooking. So as you're leveling your fishing, you'll be able to level your cooking with all of the Draenor stuff, eh?
Right.
So it does really, like, as you're leveling your fishing, doing the dailies for your garrison, you're automatically leveling up your cooking.
Right.
So it is really, really easy. Because I leveled my alchemy the day to 600 just by making flasks. And they were the cheaper flasks, eh? And I got Psy and I got Slater to send me other flowers that they weren't using. And I just banged out 400 flasks in the Draenor ones. And it increased. So rather than having to sit through the guides on where to go to collect stuff and blah, I just banged out all the Draenor alchemy things and it leveled me up so much faster. So again, totally simplified, and you did waste hours.
Yeah.
Doing professions back in the day.
I mean, you took away my my flask as well that you used to get as an alchemist.
Aye.
Which is, you get like a, it's just a stat boost, but the flask never ran out, and I loved that part of it. Like, that's the whole reason I done, like, the professions. It wasn't really to make the gold out of it or anything like that. It was the cool things you could do with them.
Right.
And they've taken, I don't know what they've done to the other classes, because I've not tried my engineering or anything like that. Engineering's probably still really good, but alchemy, they took away that flask. That really hurt my feelings. Sleepless nights over that.
That probably means they've taken away the geocrafting benefits as well, eh? I need to look at that. Because my priest used to be able to wear 3 special geocrafting gems, and I bet you they can't do that anymore. But if you have a garrison, you can probably make something amazing.
Aye.
Anyway. Moving on to dungeons and totally ignoring all of your fucking complaints.
Stop swearing, man. You've got like 3 over me now.
Fuck's sake, that's terrible. Fucking hell, man. Anyone in particular you want to talk about? Iron Docks is the first one you do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy once you get the hang of it. I mean, dungeons are pretty simple. I mean, it just depends on, as a healer anyway, DPS, it's probably just a breeze. Like, you don't have to worry about anything, but as a healer, it just depends who's tanking for you. Like, and usually I can tell by each class.
when you're healing as a druid, things probably feel quite a lot easier than as if you're healing as a shaman. You're like, oh, which totem should I not put down to not heal everybody in this dungeon? Aye. They are pretty easy, especially once you get gear. How long did it take you to gear up when you started getting to heroics? Did you feel as if you had full heroic gear within about 5 heroics?
I mean, it started to. It was actually after I hit 100, I pretty much jumped straight into heroics. I had to get like 2 item level or something like that.
Aye.
Like, it was a stupid amount of item level I needed to get to heroics. But the first few heroics I've done were actually easier than the normal dungeons because, like, you get tanks that have been doing heroics like all the time and stuff like that. Like, once in a blue moon, I'd get somebody that's like me, and he's just jumped into his first heroic as a tank. But
you felt normal dungeons were harder than heroics for healing because the tanks weren't. It was almost as if they were noob tanks rather than people who knew how to tank and were already on heroics.
I mean, the two things I really didn't want to see tanking in normal dungeons were druids and monks. Like, whenever I've seen a druid or a monk tank, not so much a druid, druids are, they're okay, but monk tanks, I swear to God, every single one I had in normal dungeons was absolutely shocking. And I don't know if it still is the case that they stagger their hits if they take, like, massive damage. Instead of it getting dealt there and then, it, like, leaks out as, like, a dot.
Yeah.
But That's all well and good, but what kept happening to me was the guy wouldn't be taking that much damage, and then maybe like 10-15 seconds into a fight, his health was just like gradually going down, like, and it would just get faster and faster and faster. So as a druid, this is a bad point about druids. Druids aren't made to just sit there and spam the same healing over and over again.
You've got to juggle all the time.
Aye, well, the good thing about druids is like they can heal everybody with hots, but the bad thing about them is they're not really a master of healing one person all the time or healing like they are like a hybrid kind of healer. They're good at everything, but not a master of a one particular.
Part so you wouldn't of, want your druid tank healing all the time.
Just depends if the fucking tank's a monk. If he's a monk, no. I wouldn't want to be healing. But when the monk started like losing health, it means all I have to do is spam my quick, expensive heal over and over again to keep him alive. So that means nobody else can get any heals off of that. Like, nobody else can get heals off of me.
That's exactly how I feel when I forget to put down my tomes. I've been casting Surge Heal on every single person. What is going on? Oh, wait, I forgot to put my tome down. So I totally understand that feeling. So which one do you hate the most?
Dungeon-wise?
Aye.
Upper Blackrock Spire.
Aye.
Easy. That was always the one that gave me the bother. Especially the one where they're running about and it's like the electricity goes around the room and then in a certain phase someone has to jump down and get rid of all the... Or they have to click on all the...
That thing with that stuff.
Aye, that thing with stuff. That's probably the best way of describing them, but... Like, it tends to happen where, like, it happened in the challenge mode last night. Sai and Jay were doing the thing with the stuff. Like, they were clicking on them.
Aye.
On that phase. And, like, it turned out, like, I just noticed last night in the challenge mode that the electricity travels faster than they do. Like, when it's going around the room. So you can't get away from it. I don't know if it's different for the normal dungeons, but in that challenge mode, it was like everything was going twice as fast.
Do we even know what boss it is? Can't remember.
I can't remember the name of it. I'll try and get it up.
I'm looking in the dungeon journal, but I can't find it. It's not that one. Hmm. Vile Blood engulfed in fire. It's not going to be that.
Is there a dungeons tab on Icy Veins?
No. Anyway. So, other than that one, for me, Skyreach. Skyreach is a pain.
Do you really
especially
think so?
Heroic. I wouldn't like to do challenge mode on Skyreach because I imagine those feathers. Those feathers on challenge mode would probably one shot everybody.
The thing is, the feathers are okay so long as you remember it's going to happen.
Aye. As long as you remember.
Aye.
But who remembers stuff like that? I mean, it's not as if we're wanting to achieve things and start raiding.
The only time I've forgotten about that is when a DPS on as a feral druid, and you're in the zone trying to keep your rotation perfect, so you can get the DPS out, and then you completely forget that there's another phase coming.
It's always the things that they put in the dungeons to make them different that become a pain in the ass. Because Skyreach, you've got to remember the feathers are about to get shot at you, you've got to run away and Everbloom, you've got to run over all the wee flowers on the ground.
Or you die.
Also, horrendously annoying. It's every time they're we really need to put something in that'll make people hate this stuff. Same with the one that's on the train. Grimrail Depot.
Yeah.
That last fight, man. That's annoying.
I mean, that was... No. Upper Blackrock Spire takes it for me. That is... The last fight as well, the last boss, is absolutely shocking. When you start, especially in Heroic. I would have dreaded getting to that boss in a challenge mode. That would have been horrendous, because it's... I'm not the best geared resto druid. I'm not going to say that, but it is quite easy for me to do heroics now. But that boss just annihilates me.
That's the one on the platform with the dragons blowing fire. That is by far the most. That's more annoying than Skyreach and Everbloom's things, because I don't know about you, but just my camera angle, I always position it so that I can't see the platform behind me. And so it doesn't matter what I do, the dragon behind me always catches me off guard.
I think the only way to combat it is to do a top-down view of Warcraft on that boss. But that's it's not that. It's not me getting in the way. It's not me getting in the fire or anything like that annoys me. It's the fact it's when... on Heroic, I think on the normal one, it's one dragon comes down, breathes fire, that's okay. Everyone dodges it. But on Heroic, I think I've seen two or three at the same time.
Aye.
That's when it becomes a real pain in the arse, because you're trying to run away and you're trying to heal everybody at the same time. And it just, that's when your healing cooldowns comes into play. Do I use this now and save everybody, or will I might need it in the future if the DPS isn't enough? If the DPS is too slow killing the boss, you're going to be there for a long time, so you've got to really think about when you want to use your cooldowns on that boss.
Aye. That's the exact same for me, because that's when I have to start actually running a bit and bursting cooldowns to be able to heal while moving around. Which useless at remembering as well. It's true. Spirit Walker's Grace.
Yeah.
I'm terrible for remembering to use that, and it just feels weird casting while running because I'm no used to doing it.
To be fair, when I used to play Shaman and I had that, I hardly ever used it.
Aye.
Honestly, if I was running, in Ghostwheel form to try and get away from somebody.
Aye.
So
usually I can. What's the one? The dungeon where the thing spins in the middle. What is that? Is that Shadowmoon Burial Grounds? No.
A thing spins in the middle.
Aye, remember you're on the platform with the guy and he casts a timer of about 3 seconds, and then this air comes up, and it's a big wall of air.
Oh, that's Skyreach.
Is it?
Yeah.
Alright.
The Shadowmoon Burial Grounds, the memorable one for that is the wall of mobs, and then you've got to kill one and then run through the damage. That's the only memorable one for me. So
in Skyreach, when the minute that the wall of air spawned and it starts spinning, other than casting Riptide, I usually can't get casting anything else, because it feels weird trying to spam your way at anything other than Riptide. But even in Heroic, that boss is pretty easy. As long as everybody else remembers to not stand in the shirt, then it's easy.
People love standing in fire.
Oh, aye.
I love it.
They should make that add-on GTFO compulsory.
just
so that everybody gets... Mwah, mwah,
No. Mwah. Hold on, no. Because then... If everyone was installing that add-on, Blizzard would just go, all right, we'll just make it simple. We just won't put fire in. Because that's what they've done with so many classes.
That's true.
I hate the fact they've done that. It's made some classes so easy.
So like anyway. So looking for raids. we're getting to it. Don't worry. Okay. We're getting to it.
Looking for raid.
Aye.
What about it? It's too easy. You can steamroll right through it.
So easy. So easy. I think we were, me and Si were about 17, I think.
Aye.
And I mean, we didn't, I basically said to Si, I've heard LFR is like ridiculously easy. We need to get in on this. And we both went in and he went, oh, do you know the tactics? And I went, I'll look them up right now. And we'd completed it before I had time to look up the tactics.
There wasn't no any. Tactics. That's the thing. Like, there wasn't any tactics at all. Like,
I know.
But I've been reading. I've been reading what other people have been saying about it, and they said it's not necessarily a bad thing that it's that easy, because you don't get insane gear from it.
Aye.
Like, all you get is 640. It's 640, isn't it? Item level stuff.
640 is the gear that you get. Aye.
So that's not like a massive leap from heroic gear, which is a good thing. If they gave you, like, you know, if the item level was like about 30 more than the heroic stuff, then there would be a problem. But the fact that it's not that massive a jump, it's not going to change anyone's character that much. But the first boss, like, I was hardly doing any healing. I think I was doing like 8k healing or something like that, like across the entire raid.
Probably averaged about 6k, I think.
And
the entire thing.
Towards the end of the first boss, people actually started taking damage, but I was actually surprised. Like, it like caught me off guard, because I thought we were just going to like do it without anybody taking damage, but it's like the last 20% of the boss's health, so people started taking damage. But raiding, you think when you go into a raid, as soon as the fight starts, people are going to get hit for like half their health, like almost instantly. So you've got to start putting hots on them and making sure they've got protection on them. But no, it was too easy. So garrisons.
Moving on. Anything about PvP you'd like to talk about? I don't particularly like PvP at all. I've never really done it in the whole 6 or 7 years. At one point, I'm sure I had, like, was it one honor on my, maybe 100 honor on my priest, and I'd been playing it for 2 years.
I mean, I've only just started doing PvP on my druid, because I absolutely love being a dick in Battlegrounds.
Ding! Add one to the swear jar.
Like, I absolutely love it. Like, if you get some... Like, my druid isn't PvP geared, but you get some, like, Roid Rage warrior with, like, the full PvP gear, and he can't kill you. like just you're just healing through everything that he does. I absolutely love that about it. And if you can start to get, like, I used to do it on my Blood Death Knight. Can't remember what expansion that was, but I used to, like, spec blood, get, like, as much health as I could possibly do, and you had so many cooldowns for, like, defensive cooldowns, you could tank, like, 3 or 4 people at a time and, like, kill them at the same time. No idea if Death Knights are like that now. They probably are, because they're overpowered. But...
But, which brings us back to the DPS rankings and Noxit. Jeez, man. Anyway, continue.
Continue. What about PvP? PvP's... I can only really say the healing is... It feels the same as it always has. Like, I used to do be a Resto Shaman in PvP.
Is there a site that tells you the DPS scores for PvP gear?
Nah.
Ah, right.
Because it's not really about... I wouldn't say it's really about that. PvP is more about trying to catch...
Lots of buttons. Lots and lots of buttons.
And knowing when to use those buttons. But it's more about, like, working together to stop a healer from getting his heal off or whatever, and then killing a person in that little window. Mm. Like, if you watch people play Arena, it's always like... They'll, like... It's insane, but they... The guys will be, they've obviously been playing with each other for so long that they can just say, oh, I'm switching to this target. And without having to say, oh, you need to silence that guy or stop him from casting or whatever, or CC him. Like, guys just do it and then they just unload on this one guy. And it's like, you need that split second, synergy, you would say. Like, everyone needs to work together at the same time. Like, at that split second to get the kill, and it's quite, I suppose,
that is why I don't DPS the PvP.
Aye, but
I'm synergeless.
Is a healers in PvP, I honestly think they have the easiest job. Like, they just...
What you're saying is we should do live streams and just call it 2 healers in PvP, and I'll just be the retard that runs along beside you, and we will heal each other through the pain. But mostly you, because you're the druid, and I'm just the shaman. Do you want to see my totem spell, dude?
I mean, I think healing PvP is, like, it's simple. Like, the only other thing you can do is, like, CC someone. But other than that, you're just keeping everyone alive. Mm. Whereas the DPS need to know exactly what they're doing.
Do you feel as if you know every other class, though, and what things you need to do against the other classes, or do you just go panic, run?
You get a feel for it. Like,
do you pay attention to what you're fighting? Do you know to look out for it? Is it just automatic for you now?
I mean, it's not like I see something and then I go through a checklist of the things I need to watch out for and watch for, like, the main thing you have to watch out for is healing. As a healer, people kicking you, like, while you're trying to cast something. So that's my main priority, especially if I'm getting focused. Like, I can, as a druid, obviously, I can run away really, really easily.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing I'm bothered about is getting counterspelled or kicked while I'm trying to cast something, because that'll more than likely get you killed if you let them kick your heal. But apart from that, like, as I say, healers have a really easy job in PvP. Arena's obviously going to be different, because you have like 3 people actually focusing on one target instead of in Battlegrounds, everyone is just attacking whoever they want. But in Battlegrounds, healers have the easiest job. And there is a... Like, it takes you a wee while to develop this kind of knowledge to...
Synergy.
I can't believe I said that.
Keep using it.
But it takes a wee while to get into the flow of PvP and... kind of look at a class and go, right, this is what he's going to do, so I need to do this to combat it.
Have you played much PvP in the last 2 days?
A few battlegrounds.
It's just been hotfixed, eh? So, I mean, like, the things I've seen was warriors having to be in defensive stance to use shield slam, and this priest's silence has a 2 second duration. So, I mean, they've obviously put hotfixes in because they needed fixed. But I don't know if there's any outstanding that people are crying out for, eh, to make PvP more balanced, or if it's all pretty even just now.
From what I've seen from that Death Knight the other day, steamrolling through like six people, that was insane. Like, and I don't know if they...
It's because he's a gnome. It wasn't because he was a Death Knight, it's because he's a gnome, man.
Like, that was insane to watch, because, like, the people that I think there was about... There was, like, I think at every point he was fighting people, there was at least two level 100s. And then there was, like, a smattering of high 90s, like, fighting against them, but he just annihilated them all. Like, they didn't stand a chance.
So you've not been in a battleground yet where it's just been DKs and you?
I mean, I have started to look at, like, when I start a battleground, if we do have a lot of DKs, I go, probably going to win. Like, that's the way I think. Or if I see, like, a lot of druid healers, I'm like, yeah, probably win.
Yeah. But definitely seem to be OP right now. Know that anybody will listen to this. OP.
Yeah, Blizzard got it sorted. Number one fans.
So anyway, that brings us to the bitch fit section. Is there anything annoying you right now?
No, everything's fine. It's all...
It's alright. You can be honest with us. We're here for you.
Right.
Is it something to do with the simplicity of the style of play?
They broke my hunter. They've broken hunters.
How have they broken them? You mean just the fact you've only got to push four buttons now as a hunter?
They've taken... Well, hunters, like, DPS-wise, hunters have always been pretty simple, but I feel like...
Main point of a hunter is usually either kiting and trapping or using your pet to tank for you.
But I think I used to play PvP hunter like all the time. Like, that's pretty much what I've done with my hunter, is battlegrounds and things like that. And I really liked the amount of escapes and CC that we had. I loved that about them. And I haven't played Hunter, like, I'm not going to say I'm a bloody expert on it, but I've played Hunter for about an hour, and I thought, where the hell's this? Where's that? Like, I can't find this. Like, my bars were, like, half empty, because they've taken away half the stuff that I actually use.
But most of the dungeons and stuff now, like Upper Blackrock Spire, you've got to be on the move all the time.
Yeah.
And Marksmanship Hunter has to stand still to do DPS.
Yeah,
there's a bit of that in there, like...
There's a spec for... Like, there's a certain selection of talents you can do for balance druids as well.
Yeah.
That basically says, like, if you stand still, you'll do, like, a lot of DPS. But if you move even slightly, it totally kills your rotation.
Right.
So it knackers your DPS, but it's alright, because I'm not going to go balance anyway.
Slowly but surely they're introducing that you must stand still, but we will force you to move on every class. I was just laughing at the Noxic DPS thing, right, because Noxic have got buttons where you can have maximum DPS or realistic DPS, and when you actually sort it by realistic DPS, warriors are above arcane mages.
Oh, are they? Really?
Oh, they are, aye. So,
I'll need to stop playing my warrior, man.
I think you need to stop, aye. Because we can't have you playing the OP class.
Can't have...
Why Death Knights aren't they all up there? I don't know. Probably because DPS doesn't take into the fact that they can heal themselves and last forever. I'm trying to think. what's pissing me off? What's pissing me off is that shamans can't heal as good as everybody else. Give us more buffs, please. We've had 2 buffs. I would like a 3rd. Possibly a 4th, depending on how crap the 3rd is.
You know, that is mental. Like, they've done the same for Warriors, though. Because you showed me the hotfix that they were releasing.
Aye.
And then it was like a week later you said to me, oh yeah, here's some more fixes they're doing. Aye. And it was like for Warriors, it was like, or Fury Warriors in general. But that's all I'm bothered about because that's all I play in my Warrior. But they hotfixed the damage twice in a row. Like, and it was the same abilities they buffed.
Aye.
So they were like increasing this talent by 30%, increasing the crit on this talent by up to 40 from 30. And then the next week that you gave me all the patch notes, like, it was the same again. Like, they were buffing it even more. But I've noticed, like, on my level 96, he's almost 97, but on my 96 warrior, I do, like, 10k DPS just now.
It must be because at low level, the damage is terrible, but at high level gear, their damage is through the roof. Like, it must be something like that, eh?
Yeah.
Trying to keep, like, fluidity of the damage so that they don't end up being absolutely terrible. I'd like to see when resto shamans get really well geared where their healing just goes through the roof. But I don't think that's going to happen.
We'll just have to wait and see, because I watched the video at the start of the expansion, like, just after it was released. I think his name is Preach on YouTube, and he does, like, I've told you about it before, but he does, like, he ranks all the different classes in, like, healing, tanking, DPS, or melee DPS, caster DPS, things like that.
Right.
And he said, like, this is before I started playing Druid, before you start, but he said resto druids were easily the best healer he had seen, and I can't remember who was in second. It was priest and paladin in second and third, but I can't remember which way. I think it was holy paladin was in second, and then it was priest, then I think it was shaman, and then it was monks. Monks are just shit everything.
They were pretty good at DPS, eh?
Yeah.
Because they actually got nerfed, I'm sure. So, is there any news worth mentioning? Don't know, let's check Facebook and see what's in the news section.
What, in general? Just like,
apparently Floyd Mayweather's ready to face Manny Pacquiao.
Right. No, I'm not seeing anything.
Cool.
Not at all.
No news. Definitely. So you don't need to have the level 55 to make a level 55 Definite. Oh, the other news, Paragon have completed all of Mythic Hymol content. And it's quite interesting because the way that Paragon completed it was in a different order from Method. And Method, Paragon had completed, like, say, everybody bar the Butcher, who's like the second boss. But they'd completed this and killed the 7th boss. And then somebody from Method had said, oh, well done to the guys in Paragon and congrats for killing the last boss, because that effectively means that they've done all the content. Mm-hmm. But Method were only stuck on the last boss, and had Method, you know, like, got them down and got 787 or whatever first, then it would have caused the issue of, well, we kind of killed the last boss before you, so we technically are better than you. But Paragon went on and managed to get the Butcher down before Method completed all 7 bosses, Mythic. So that was some news for the day.
Great.
Cheers. Took all of fucking 3 seconds.
That's all news. Brilliant. And outro.
We're not finished yet.
Right, okay. What next?
The patch.
The patch.
All of the patch.
The patch.
The patch is still fixing some things, but not fixing all of the things. Again, back to the shamans. Peace! I've not really noticed any bugs in the game. Have you noticed any?
Nah, not really. There was the like disconnecting while you're going into a different instance.
Nah.
There was that, but like a few people had that. But
the biggest thing I noticed was when people were putting pictures in the chat. Oh, that was annoying, man. The massive pictures. But that got fixed, like, overnight. Somebody was like, I think it was it Slater? And he was like, did anybody see the giant skull? And I'm like, what? The giant skull scrolled down in my chat and a giant skull appeared. So I was like, oh, I can see it now.
I like the, they done the, you know, the personal loot they brought in.
Mm-hmm.
To like normal dungeons for this expansion.
Aye.
Did you hear about the fact that they changed it back to normal greed and need loot?
No.
For one day. They changed it for one day because people were like crying over the fact they changed it to personal loot. So Blizzard fucking changed it back to need and greed for another day, and then there was an even bigger uproar about the fact personal loot was gone. So they changed it back to personal loot. I remember playing like one of the dungeons and I was like, why the hell do I need to roll and stuff in this? Like, I didn't get it. Like, what the fuck's happening?
I didn't even notice that. Like, I didn't even notice it happened.
It was only one day. It wasn't even a full day. It was like, it must have been about 10 hours they had that set for dungeons and stuff.
Do you want to know something that needs to get patched like right away?
What?
See, Primal Spirits.
Uh-huh.
Well, what happened the other day was that Sai joined a group of people to do the daily. And I don't know if he told you about it, did he?
No, didn't say anything.
Right. So what happens is you join the group of 40 people to go do your daily, right?
Uh-huh.
And you didn't check the loot, because who checks the loot? No one ever checks the loot.
Mm.
And it was set to Master Looter. And this guy was collecting all of the primal spirits that drop when you kill the elites because he was the master looter. And everybody else was obviously getting the Apexis crystals or whatever. Or he was getting the Apexis crystals as well, maybe. But I'm sure, like, whatever way it worked out, he was getting all of the loot and they were just doing the daily. And he was farming and he'd been doing it for the whole day. So I think the primal spirits might need to get forced to be personal loot only in a patch. Otherwise, people are just going to like extort that.
Yeah, I'm going to
abuse it. That's what I said to Sai. I was like, why are we not doing that, Sai? We will both set up two groups right now and let's go farm some primals.
The thing is, that's how you can get the stuff to make the really expensive shit.
Aye.
Like, that's like one way of getting all the, like, instead of doing your daily cooldown, you can just use primal spirits to buy it.
Aye.
That's like 10 primal spirits for the normal stuff, I'm pretty sure.
So, we'll just need to finish the podcast right there because we're both going to go and collect primal spirits from other people.
For the next 3 days, we're just going to do that till we're capped.
This is the bit where we now need to take a moment's silence because there is no questions from our fans. This is the question section.
And there probably won't be any questions for next week or the week after. Or the week after that.
No, there probably won't. We'll just need to ask in guild chat if there's any questions.
Right. We'll just get trolled then. So that's an amazing idea.
I've got a good idea. Let's go on your Reddit, on the WoW subreddit, and see if there's a question being asked on there that we can answer. Am I at least 18? Yes, I am. But not safe for work. That is not where I wanted to be. What did you do in WoW that was really stupid?
Uh, um, really stupid. Inside,
the top, the top one on Reddit was, I ran from Stormwind to Ironforge multiple times before I found out about the train.
That's amazing. I've probably done that as well, like, when I first started.
I think everybody probably did that, eh?
The weirdest thing I've ever thought when I was playing, I think I went on a binge. This is when I played Warcraft every day, like before I had responsibility in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I played it every day, all day. That's all I've done for months. And I can remember I decided I wanted to get some sunlight. So I went to the shops with my parents. This was years ago, like before I drove myself. But I remember, I can't remember what food it was, but it went through my head. Like, this is the thought process that my head went through was, I looked at food and I went, oh, if I cook that, my cooking skill will go up.
Oh my God.
Like that, and I thought, right, there's something seriously fucking wrong with me.
When it starts approaching on your real life,
like, and like, it wasn't even like a joke, like, if I cook that, my cooking skill. It was an actual, if I cook that, my cooking skill will go up because I need that. I need that in my life. And I realised there was definitely something wrong with me.
Definitely, so, which is why we're still both playing with after all this time.
but we have bills to pay and stuff now, so it's fine. As long as you've got a bit of responsibility in your life, it stops you from playing WoW too much.
That is true. You need those 8 hours of work to break up the grind.
That's the only reason that you go to work, is just to break up the playing Warcraft.
Definitely.
Is to mix it up in your life a wee bit. Not for the money. Don't need it. No, don't need the money.
Don't need the money. Because it always helps to be able to eat while you grind.
Aye.
Some guy said that he was a shaman, asked his pals what gear he should put on his shaman. And obviously he was an enhancement shaman, and they told him to put spirit on. Minted.
I remember elemental shamans used to get hit rating from spirit.
Aye.
It was fucking well good. Just like, healer gear? Nay bother, I'll take that.
Some guys wrote that he deliberately deleted his level 80 paladin in Wrath of the Lich King. Arguably the dumbest thing he's ever done in WoW, but it made sense to him at the time.
I've never really played Paladin that much.
I've never played Paladin at all, really. I think it's level 20 or something on a different server. Everybody, though, it's safe to assume that everybody pretty much has 3 characters now, eh? Because you're going to have the boost to 80, or boost to 85, and then the boost to 90. So everybody should pretty much have 3. Because 85 was my hunter, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And 90 was the shaman. What did you boost?
Hunter.
Aye.
How silly of me.
Most boosted class ever. Hunter DK.
I boosted that age. Before I realised they were fucking overpowered in the next expansion, though. So I boosted them before it was cool.
Great.
But I don't even play it now because it's on a different server.
Right. You should just be hardcore like me and pay to move all 3 characters across that you're probably only going to play.
The only one I'd move across to play is my warlock, and that's it. Yeah. Like, but even then, I've got a level 90 warlock on the server we play on now.
So you've got 2.
I've got 2, but the warlock I've got over on the other side, I played a hell of a lot more. So it's got more stuff on it, but that's like the only thing I would move over.
I don't think I really care about stuff anymore. Because I looked through all the stuff I had on my priest, and, I mean, some of it got deleted and turned into money, I think, automatically. So, I mean, I don't even know where that... Do you remember I used to have the shiny bobble monkey jumping about thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've still got that trinket. And that was cool. So that's about one of the few things that I've got that's actually worth keeping. I'm no big on transmog gear and everything, eh? So I don't actually have that much stuff.
I mean, it's kind of... It's good that we came back to, like, the server we all used to play on, because...
Nah,
I have a ton of transmog gear on all my characters.
But it's not even that hard to get transmog gear now.
No, it isn't, but it's always good going back and being like, oh, I've already got all this.
Aye.
Because most people will probably be like, I need space in my bank, I'll just delete it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a hoarder, so I never delete anything. Like, I always keep the old gear that I had, especially if I used it for a long time.
You're like, I want to play this new MMO, and you're like... Oh, I can make bags. Most important thing in the game is making bags. Right, so that's the question section dealt with. The guild section. Let's talk about what our wonderful guild is currently up to.
Nothing.
We have 4 people online right now. And Scott's not even online because he's committed to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sitting looking at...
I'm AFK. You said you weren't going to look at that.
I know, but I want to go through it like a robot.
I'm AFK. So, there's what? Me, you, Cy, Kyle, Slater. Did I miss anybody? Jay. 6 people are the core raiders of the non-raiding guild. We've managed to recruit 2 new people. There's actually a new warrior showing up right now. I think you've got a bit of competition.
It's fine. Oh, everyone will start playing warriors now because they're getting really good.
Aye.
Like, I've not... Like, see, before those 2 patches that you told me about,
mm-hmm.
I was probably doing about 4K DPS, and then my DPS is sitting at like a... Like, this is without, like, popping cooldowns or heroism and that. I can sit at, like, 9 or 10k
aye.
Bosses, like, whereas it used to be 4, which is totally insane. But, so you'll start to see everybody playing warrior now.
And wait, is there no, like, I thought the guild news told you when people joined the guild. I take it that doesn't actually happen.
I thought they did as well.
Hmm. Anyway, so there's definitely a new warrior. Whether or not it's somebody's alt, I'm not sure. Can't really tell when they joined. But, so, 3 people. So we have 9 people together, and there's only 6 of us that are definitely raid geared.
Well, I don't know what the specifics are of, like, you know, the raid gets built around your team.
The minimum requirement's 10, though, eh?
Is it? Right.
I'm sure it's between 10 and 25.
Yeah.
I went and looked at it. It's called Flex, isn't it? Flex.
That's really cool, like, I totally agree with that.
Oh, aye, definitely.
Because it means, like, if you've got one extra person that you want to bring,
mm-hmm.
it's possible to do that, like,
it's just a shame that it's no in other games as well, eh? Like, all the times we played Call of Duty and had extra people and had to play. Or, like, even League of Legends. When you go to play League of Legends and you're like, oh, there's 6 of us. Do you want to play a custom? No one does.
It's all right. Scott will go and play an ARAM or something like that.
Exactly. Ali will just sit here and talk to you and then be ignored while you all talk about the game. And I wish I hadn't dropped it.
League of Legends is too serious, especially in the group that... you played with them more than I did.
Aye.
But there were certain aspects of that group just took it way too seriously. And that really gets on my... I was going to say... Really gets on my boobs. I really hate that in games. Especially when the people know each other, like, aye. And they consider themselves friends, and they're still elitist about it. Like, I really hate that.
That's true. I was actually out with Bryn, Andy Lingham and Sam, and they were talking about League of Legends at the Gig King last night.
Oh, I watched that video.
It's funny, but I was like, Jesus. We could take a step back to League of Legends, lads. I just wanted to talk about my shaman needing buffed, and nobody was there to listen to me.
you're just sitting there talking to your girlfriend.
Right, because I has one.
Going to just pretend that you know what I'm talking about, and you're interested.
Exactly. She's just like, nah, get better gear and come back and talk to me.
She's like, shut up, get best in slot and then come back.
I'll PvP your ass. What? They like PvP. So, moving on to the next section. Add-ons. Yay!
I think you've got this.
Okay. There is only one add-on worth talking about right now.
No. Fuck, no. That's not right.
Is that another swear word? I think we're just about to increase Scott's count of swear words.
I'm just going to say no.
So I only have one add-on not installed, but worth talking about.
I've only got one add-on not installed on the entire
I went through all of my add-ons and reduced it for about 60 to 40, and then reduced it again for 40 to 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, about 22. So we're getting better. I did install that Elf UI so that technically I've still got 40 odd installed. But getting back to it, the main add-on to have installed right now is Master Plan, which is the Garrison Missions UI. Have you downloaded it yet? After me saying that you should totally download it.
Do I ever listen to you about add-ons?
Nope.
No. That's the same answer.
Well, it's just been patched recently, and it's even sexier. Because I'm just looking to see if I've actually got... I've got 5 missions. I might as well do my followers while I'm sitting here, eh? Because everybody's obsessed with doing their followers all the time. It basically comes up and it only has one button at the top now. And it just says complete all. And you click it. That's me clicked it. And it goes success, success, success. Ah-dah.
What? You use add-ons to make WoW even simpler? Wow. That's not like you. That's amazing, Ali.
Oh. And then you just click done and way, so easy. I love it, man. I love it. And it also tells you, it ranks all of the missions by the percentage chance of completing them. So you can quickly just go, that's not 100%, I'm not doing it. That's 100%, I'm going to do it. For some reason, that one wasn't at the top, so I have no idea what's going on with the order since they patched it.
I put followers, like, so long as all my followers are on a mission, I'm not really bothered.
See, I can't do that.
Inefficient, like, because you can do that. Obviously, if my followers can do the mission to 100% and it's quite near the level that they are, then, alright, I'll put them on that mission. But if I've got the odd follower that doesn't have any traits that I can use against any of the missions, I'll still send them on the mission.
I'm on a mission.
Even if you've got like 50%, like, you know, 50-50 chance isn't all that bad to complete the mission. But even then, you still get XP for it, even if you fail.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But, it's all about them garrison resources, though, eh? I need to go gather some more timber. I think that should be the song.
No, I'm just saying. No, Fortunate Son. I was listening to that in my car. It was so good.
I don't know, like, I'm pretty sure I've got control over what the outro song is. So I think it could be Timber.
When I was at the shops, I was listening to, this is totally about Warcraft, but I was listening to
Hold on,
Journey.
hold on, hold on. This is the next section. I've got a section for this. Where is it? Can you? Oh, there we go. This is the bullshit section where we talk about non-WoW stuff. You see
Great.
that
Yeah, that's at the
on Okay, so you were going to the shops.
level. Yeah, and I was listening to Separate Ways by The Legend's Journey, and I had it up like full blast, and instead of like getting out my car or going to the shops, I stayed in my car with the engine running, with this fucking song fucking like blaring as people were walking
Well,
past.
that's two of your tally. Fucking, fucking,
Yeah,
fucking. Three to me. I'm gonna count this. Swear, I'm counting it.
don't know. I thought I should just confess I was listening to Journey.
Aye?
So
You don't stop
that
raving.
did actually happen.
Anyway, so we will now skip back to the section that we're still on. Add-ons. Oh, yes! Up
Where
the top right, we're jumping about three sections right now. So it tells you which followers are idle, which ones are idle and max level, and which ones are on a mission. Up the top right, that's just been patched and added in, and it's also got three. I don't know if this has got it as standard or no, but when you look at available missions, there's three wee selection boxes, and you can select which follower you want to look at, so you can pick your lowest ranked follower, and then it'll tell you what missions they can do, and what the percent chance is. So you can actually pick like your three lowest people and see which ones they could do. I've got a level 100, 100, 100, they're all greens, they're all crap, they're all terrible, and there's a level 95 mission here, and they're 87% to complete it. So I will probably send them on it. Oh, and it actually all fills it for you, which is quite good. You just click start mission. I have to do nothing. I do
Yeah,
nothing, man.
anything to make your life in Warcraft even easier is
Exactly.
going to win in your favor. But I think that it is quite a cool thing to have that add-on, but I still don't use it.
Do you feel the need to always click to repair your goods? Would you not rather that your goods just automatically repaired every time you click the wee
I
guy?
used to have that. Like, I
Aye,
used
that's
to
a
have that
good add-on.
add-ons. Now I just stick to. I have LVI recount. I've got Atlas loot in the beta because it doesn't work on the normal patch. What else have I got? I don't know. I'll tell you because I can see it. Oh, I've got Trade Skill Master. That's a
Oh, I had
legendary add-on.
to uninstall that, man, because it was slowing my login times down. The first time I logged into WoW, it was getting horrendous after using it. But do you just have the main one, or do you have the one and the 14
Yeah,
plugins
I've
that go
got a
with it?
lot of plugins for that. Like, I might actually uninstall it because the reason I was using it, I was collecting stuff people would use for transmog,
Aye.
and I'd put it into the list, and I'd have like four different categories of transmog item to basically throw things on the auction house. And
Right.
what I liked about it was the fact that I could. If I had the stuff in my bag, I could just go into Trade Skill Master and be like, after I'd set it up, it took about 2 hours to set the thing up. But once I had done that, all I have to do is I think I had it set to, I hold control and then wind my mouse wheel, and it would post like everything from my bag. If it hadn't been undercut, like if it was at the right price that I wanted to post it at, it would post it automatically for me. So that's the only reason I used it. And I like it's got a database function as well, where you scan the whole auction house, and if you see someone trying to sell something, you can go, oh, well, I scanned the auction house last night. It's worth that much. It's not worth what they're saying.
No.
And so I like that part of it, but I think I might actually get rid of it because I'm not using it for professions anymore or selling gear, which is that's the whole reason I got it in the first place.
The way I was using it was I made a group because that's how it works. You make the groups and then you can quickly do things with the groups that you've made. And I made a group called Sell. And I just added and removed each time I wanted to use the auction house the things in my bag to the sell group and then quickly sold them. That's how I was using it. So rather than having the 2 hours setting it up every time, I had like the 5 minutes. But the 5 minutes, it didn't really save me that much time. It just makes it easier because you don't have to check the price before you sell something. But I had to get rid of it because it made my login time something like 8 minutes. And the computer's like $2,000. So an 8 minute login time is just ridiculous.
I mean, I've literally just uninstalled Trade Skill Master now, so.
But well, while you're there, you should install Master Plan.
No. Maybe when it's in the top 10 add-ons on Curse, I'll install
it. It is. It totally is. I have no idea.
No, it's not. It's not. It's definitely not there. But I use Auctionator to post stuff now on the auction house because that just click on the sell tab.
I use Auctionator as
yeah,
well.
And you just copy the, or you don't copy the fucking item, but you drag and drop the item into the sell bar and then it tells you what everyone else is selling it at, posts it, so it undercuts them. It's well good. And when you're buying stuff as well, it tells you the cheat, like, because on the normal browse, it's quite hard to find, say if someone's got it in an item that can stack up, and they've got them in a stack of five, that might be cheaper than buying, obviously on the normal WoW one, it's just going to show you the single stack. Like, it's going to show you a single item as being the cheapest, but an Auctionator, it'll actually show you, like, if you buy this stack, that's the cheapest way to buy it.
And it's not just that, eh? It could be in a stack of one, a stack of five, a stack of 20, and you can quickly go, do I really just want to buy the 40 cheapest ones, or do I want to buy just 20, because they're in a stack and pay slightly extra.
Yeah.
But I've used that for ages, and it's been good, like... I've still got the book sitting there for writing macros and Lua. I've just never ever actually got around to doing it. No macros, add-ons. So, what is next? The top five section. A random subject which we clearly should have chosen before the podcast started to talk about the top fives. So let's talk about the top five things in the garrison.
In the garrison. Oh, no.
Well, how are we doing this? Well, we just take turn about. I've already decided what's number one.
Right. You can just do the whole top five. It's fine.
All right, cool. In at five, we have trees, because there's trees in the garrison, and yet you can't get lumber from inside the garrison. Surely resources should start at home. There should be at least one tree that I can get some lumber from. I think, do I really care about pets? Do they deserve to be in the top five? I don't know if Pokemon is quite where I want to take this top five. Nah, fuck it. Four is going to be the ore that I mine every day that I can do nothing with because I don't have a blacksmith in my professions and I don't really have a top warrior. You'll be more fond of the mine and the blacksmith than me. What's this building next to the mine thing? I've never even really been in it. The Tower of War. It's got a portal to Ashran. Alright. There you go. I'm learning new stuff while we're in the middle of the podcast. So, three, fishing. When the two of us are doing nothing except for talking shit like this at 2 o'clock in the morning, a good bit of fishing, man. It's got to be up there. Definitely got to be up there.
I like fishing as well, but I don't know, it just brings back bad memories because pretty much just after the expansion was released, me and a level 100 warrior were just happily fishing side by side. And an evil bastard Frostmage ran up and just killed us to death. Like, annihilated us.
Killed us to death.
It was really, really bad.
As opposed to killing you to life. Cool. Two. I'm just going to move on. Fuck it. Two. Pepe, the wee bird in the trees.
That you can't get.
It's too hard. If you're going to make something clickable, make sure I don't have to be moving while I click it. Please. He's not even in the tree, though, now. I don't know where he's went.
Pretty sure he moves when you get level 3, Garrison.
Is he?
Yeah, it makes it really easy to get to level 3.
Let's go on the hunt for Pepe.
It's worth that 2k gold or 5. Is it 5k gold?
5k, yeah. Oh, so it does. He's just in a wee tree, and oh, I just need to jump now to be able to click on.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yay! I did it. First time and everything. So, Pepe is a tiny wee bird that when you click him, he sits on your head. And if you have a helm like I do, which is made out of fire, it looks like you're roasting him. Or it looks like he's farting fire. So that's four. The number one thing in my garrison has got to be the stairs. Because for so long I've been flying around Stormwind from the top of the auction house to the bank to the wee building opposite the auction house. And I was so fed up with it. But now I've got a nice set of stairs in my garrison that I can jump off of. And then run back up, and then jump off it. And I've been doing it so much.
This is why. So much, this is why this you spend a tenner a month.
Exactly. So that's the high point in my garrison. I don't know if you feel the same. I'll let you choose your own number one. But the staircase outside the castle is up there, man.
Number one for garrisons.
Aye.
Oh, I love the fact that you can get professions done really, really easily and build shit that's really. expensive, and you can just sell it for a lot of gold.
No
effort involved at all.
You really like how they've screwed over all those people who spent countless hours.
Screwed over me.
Yeah. So, you don't like the monuments? Have you had a look at the monuments that you can get for you?
I've not actually properly looked at them, but I've seen the fact that they had them. What is it, like achievements or something that you've got?
Aye, you've got to do achievements. 5,000 honourable kills in Draenor. Complete the mythic raiding achievements below. Yep, you're on track. Craft 50 epic items. That one's probably going to be one of the first ones that we get. Win 2,000 pet battles. Well, that's not happening anytime soon. It's got to be in Draenor, by the way. So, 2,000 from now. Here's one that's really achievable. Like, we could probably get it next week. Collect 100,000 Apexis Crystals. So that's, 100 days if you do the daily every single day. Slightly less with the drops that you get for the bosses. But pretty much a third of a year.
Good night.
Can't wait. And then there's one that just... It looks really cool. I don't know who it's supposed to be. People are going to rage at that. I'm going to say it's Gul'dan and... that healer guy for the quest, Elion. What was his name? Kargaroth or something like that?
Kargath? Rings a bell.
Is that not one of the bosses, though?
I have no idea.
The achievement for that one says, time is a flat circle. Everything we have ever done or will do, we are going to do over and over again. So I have no idea what that achievement is. It's probably worth looking it up, but I can't be bothered. So another pointless section of the podcast, guest speaker section. Scott is the guest speaker of the day.
Yay.
So, yay.
What's my commission?
You don't get commission.
Right.
What's... Do you blog or tweet or Facebook or podcast anywhere else?
No.
I'm so glad we got you on to talk about that.
Right, that's brilliant. Have you got any other questions?
Yep. Are you a theory crafter?
Hell no.
Well, that made that section a whole lot easier. The outro music section. This is going to be a constant battle because every week now I'm going to want to put Timber until I get it on.
Well, we can just take turns about, but I'll go first.
And you've picked Timber.
Congratulations, and now your mic is muted.
Right, cool. So you've picked, what song have you picked? In fact, Timber, we'll do that after. I'll let you introduce the outro music.
Oh, have I introduce it? Right.
You can intro the outro.
Right. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No, we've not finished.
Oh, have you not loaded it up yet?
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm not even going to edit that out. I'm leaving it in. So what should this title be called for the episode?
Title of this?
Yep. I was wanting to call it the Star Wars names for the first six, but I think that's probably a bit gay. So she'll probably come up with... Episode 1, a phantom something. Phantom shaman buff. Well, I'm glad you came up with a title so easily.
Aye, that was brilliant. Great. The mess.
What even is episode 1? It is the Phantom Menace, eh?
Yeah.
Good, so the phantom shadow shaman buff all day. Is there anything you would like to ask the listeners? So that they can maybe answer it for next week.
What did you have for tea tonight?
That was them replying in silence.
Right. Thanks a lot. Oh, you're going to reply next week, so.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not replying.
Are you not? It's up to them. Okay.
They have to reply. They'll post on Twitter or something.
They have to, right.
They, all of they.
Right.
Because there's so much of they. What do I want to ask the listeners? What buffs do you think your class needs? Before they just decide to have a total halt on patches and nothing else gets patched until the next expansion. Because they're clearly going, oh, we'll be super good and we'll do all these changes at the start, but they're going to dry up soon, like, definitely. Now that people have completed the Mythic Raiden, they're going to be pretty happy with where everything's sitting. And shamans still need to be able to heal better. Like, there wasn't a shaman in the raid that was defeating Mythic content.
Was there not?
I can guarantee that there wasn't. I've went and looked at, I think it was Method I looked at, but they didn't have a current shaman. Somebody doesn't have a current shaman in their 20. And I was like, well, no wonder, man. Yes, all of these guilds are doing amazing, but yes, none of these guilds have shamans. I'll go look into that for next week and we can talk about the top five guilds that don't have shamans.
Right.
Oh, look, it's the top five guilds.
They're doing it right.
Right. So this week's Ask the Listeners question, hashtag ATL on Twitter, is two questions, actually. What have you had for dinner and what classes still need buffs? that's all for this episode. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/failcapped, and follow us on Twitter, which is @failcapped. Send us an email at failcapped@gmail.com. And here is Grey Fox to intro the outro.
This is Creedence Clearwater Revival and Fortunate Son.
Gutted.